Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. And also who has arrived in my studio is Arvin Trujillo, who I want to introduce to our audience from Four Corners Economic Development. Arvin, it's good to have you back. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Thank you for being here. We're talking about fall. We had maybe one day of fall, and now we're in winter, so that's how it goes.
That's the way it seems to go sometimes.
That's it. But that's okay. We can never really complain about moisture, though. If it's snow or rain or anything, we always appreciate anything like that. So
that's true, but you know, it's kind of funny. You have your cooler on one day, and now we're gonna start looking at our heater. To
make I sure did the have it. Are up. I had mine on yesterday, and I have to drain the water out today. So you're right. It's amazing. But anywho, let's talk about your job, which is economic development. And I know a lot of folks are watching with great interest on your efforts and the efforts of Foresight to again diversify the economy. And, mm-hmm. and we know there's a lot of challenges facing the local area, and the topic that I know you want to talk about this morning, and I do too, is local business expansion and retention. And that's another one of those seemingly low-hanging fruit type of things, because if you have a business that's already here, employing people and doing well, how can we help them do even better? Isn't that the idea?
That's correct. What we're looking at right now is really seeing how we can better support our local businesses, both our small businesses, our mid-sized businesses, and in that aspect also see how we may even be able to promote startups in the area. Because again, those aspects are very important to a community as you begin to build our local businesses in our current job market. You know, having that one or two extra hires within each business, if you have a number of those, that begins to add up and you start seeing impacts from that.
Sure. And you've got these businesses that are already established, so their CEOs and their managers already live in the community. They know what to expect from the community, all those type. They want to be here. That's also another
yes.
win, right?
That's the big thing is how do we keep people here? How do we keep jobs here in the area? And so that's one aspect of what we're looking at. The other is, again, how do we expand those opportunities? And in fact, really what we're doing right now, as far as Foresight is concerned, we're in partnership with all the other members that are within the Quality Center for Business here at San Juan College. And we're working hard to publicize mm-hmm. the services, the support, even the kind of equipment that is available up there at the business center, at the makerspace, and how these different areas are there to help support our small and mid-sized businesses and help them achieve whatever success that they would like to achieve.
Sure. And some of these things are relatively new, right? The makerspace is
yes.
probably the newest thing up there, but I know it's been open for a while now.
Yes.
But again, to get the word out that if somebody's looking for this kind of high-tech equipment to help make a new style of widget or whatever it is mm-hmm. that their business does, they may not be aware that that equipment exists at San Juan College, and there's a way for them to be able to use that equipment to produce some of this stuff, correct?
Yes. You know, being able to take one's idea and move it into an actual product, you know, at times you need specialized equipment to do that. There is a place now here in San Juan County where a lot of that equipment is available.
Right.
And the important part to that also is that we have personnel there at the business center who can train you.
Right.
And help you develop yourself or you develop your skills so that you can run that equipment effectively, but also safely and produce whatever products you would like to produce.
Right, which is interesting. And so as you tell people about these things, I mean, I would assume if they don't already know about it, they must be surprised or pleasantly surprised to learn that we have that here.
Well, they are surprised, and we do have tours for people to come up and take a look at the different areas. And in fact, we're working really hard with our local chapters, too, to get the word out. And we've
You're working
got
on a, that today, aren't
we're,
you?
We're doing right? that today. We've got six chapters coming in, about 21 individuals representing those six chapters to give them a full overview of what is available at the business center so that they're in a position to provide information to their communities
right.
about what's available here at San Juan College.
Because certainly as we talk about the economic development challenges of San Juan County, the challenges on the Navajo Reservation, Navajo Nation, are just as serious, if not more.
Well, again, they've got a lot of challenges that they have to overcome. But again, it's looking at that aspect of saying everybody has ideas. It may be jewelry. It may be clothes designing. It may be developing some type of a widget. It may be in the computer areas. We look at different areas and we find ways to help support different individuals in whatever pursuit they may want to follow.
Sure.
And we provide them ways to help them become successful, doing a business plan, looking at loans, how do you look at budgeting, how do you look at financing, et cetera. So those things are available there at the center. And so all of that falls into retention. That all falls into expansion.
Right. And there are a lot of things like you mentioned. I know if someone has an idea for a business or to expand their business, there's a lot of services that are available, oftentimes for free or very low cost, I know, to really help these individuals kind of look before they leap, so to speak, so that before they decide to take out that $500,000 business loan, that maybe they do the spreadsheet that shows when they can repay that loan or those types of things, right?
Exactly. We've got the Small Business Development Center located there. We've got West, who are both advisory groups. We've got Work Solutions there,
right?
Who are all advisory groups there to help our small businesses and to find resources for them that will assist them in being successful. And so again, having that knowledge is available. And the thing about it is you don't have to kind of learn by hard knocks. You can go and find individuals who can help advise you on what you need to do and how to proceed, what type of process you need to do, even how do you go and approach a bank or approach a lending institution, and what should you be looking for to develop your business and to meet your capital and working capital needs. Those are the kind of things that are provided for individuals to at the center.
Right. And in the meantime, I know as you meet with some of these folks from the reservation, these local chapters, and again, you know, San Juan County includes a big portion of the reservation and the western side of the county. They're part of San Juan County, so they should be part of this
yes.
economic development solution.
Yes. And again, it's just, you know, the way things have been developed in the past, we kind of look at the San Juan River as a dividing line, a boundary.
Sure.
Saying one right. side's the Navajo Nation, the other side's San Juan County. Well, no, we're all San Juan County. And so the college is here to help support the efforts of the constituents here in the county. And we're looking at how we can get that information out. Because, again, I know not only the municipalities here, the towns, the county itself, we're all looking at how we can better our communities. The chapters are doing the same thing. And so, again, it's a concerted effort on how we can begin to develop our overall workforce capacity, our ability, our skilled labor, those aspects, because that will, again, help us down the road as we look at things such as recruiting new businesses and new industries into the area.
Sure, exactly. But with all due respect, too, though, there's also another layer of government on the reservation than there is off the reservation, and so there is that other part of it that needs to be part of this conversation, too,
yeah.
right?
Which
is why they're talking to you as well.
That's right. We're going into discussions and seeing how we can work together in this aspect. And this is an opportunity for municipalities as well as the county to partner with the Navajo Nation and possibly provide suggestions and recommendations on how they may want to change their business environment to be more complementary to what we're doing here within the state and within the county.
Sure. And there certainly is a symbiotic relationship between the reservation and the Navajo Nation government and the municipal governments of San Juan County and Farmington and Aztec, Bloomfield, Kirtland. I mean, we see the economic impact that these border towns have from those travelers that come in on the weekends or whenever to shop and trade and whatever, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And so, again, how do we work things out so that we get one community complementing another? How do we support individuals who want to start businesses and are looking at that aspect? And how do we look at developing our local area so that we can enhance our workforce and our workforce capacity as well as our workforce capabilities? And how do we prepare ourselves looking into the future? Because all of this, this is but one part of a larger picture to diversify our community and to bring new opportunities here. But we've got to start from this beginning piece to begin to build from that aspect.
Right. And Four Corners Economic Development is also involved in another area that we've been talking about, and that is the food hub, right? Which has gotten some news recently and is being coordinated, I think, through San Juan College. But it really is a almost regional-wide effort, correct?
Well, again, we got the food hub through a grant to San Juan College. They are working on enhancing that program. In fact, the director has been working with Shiprock Chapter on that aspect. We've also have learned that, and we know that La Plata County and Montezuma County in Southwest Colorado also have food hubs. So there are opportunities there to look at how do we look at local foods, local people type of a type of concept in terms of providing food in the area for stores and businesses in this area. And of course, we've got NAPI
right
in the area. And so that's another aspect that we can look at building a commercial farming aspect with our local farmers and ranchers to come up with a process that could possibly bring some diversity into our economic picture.
Sure. But when you talk about the reservation, I mean, a lot of that area was farmland or used for farming, or there's irrigation. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of other pluses, I think, that was what was done on that land, and that could be done again, and that's some of our going back to our roots, really, in the area. So
it is.
That could help again if you've got a working farm and you're ramping it up and providing more food and more acreage. Those are additional jobs and opportunities.
Well, again, it's looking at the overall food product that you might be able to have, because, like New Mexico right now, we look at chili. And
right.
we're very proud of the chili that is grown here in New Mexico. But in particular to the Four Corners area, you look at different traditional foods that a lot of the people want to eat, you know, pozole, Indian corn. You're looking at those types of products and a number of different types of products that are made off of corn. You know, are there opportunities there to commercialize that somewhat and get a product out that maybe some of the local stores and grocery stores could sell to the people here in the area?
Sure.
So that's a possibility.
Right. And that's what Forested can help maybe make possible,
at.
Right?
Yes.
Another thing we were talking about before we came on the air this morning is you are looking for some feedback, some focus groups maybe to, again, kind of fine-tune what your efforts need to be to help existing businesses and maybe future businesses?
Yes. One of the things that we're working with San Juan College on right now is developing focus groups within different labor clusters. And this is on the very early stages, but in that aspect, we're also working with New Mexico Tech. And they're wanting to be involved in how they can help in that aspect. But what we're looking at is wanting to get more information from local businesses, both small, mid-size, and even some of the industries that we have. What are their needs? What do they see that they need their employees to know? Or what kind of employees are they looking for? What kind of skill sets are they looking for? And then understand what possible gaps we may have in those areas and inform San Juan College, inform the high schools, inform some of the training centers here that this is what local businesses are looking for, this is what they desire, and see what we can do to provide skilled labor for some of the areas that are available here in San Juan County currently.
Sure. And that's, I guess, where the college can certainly come in to help, right, with some
yes.
vocational classes or other types of certificate programs
exactly.
and things that can get the students in and out in a relatively short amount of time.
And that's the idea there. Because, again, we just want to make sure we have good connection. We want to make sure that people are being able to utilize their time effectively so that they go in, they get the necessary training or get the necessary certification, and as a result of that, they can go out and find employment.
Right.
And that's the goal here, is for people to find employment, for businesses to be able to utilize those employees to build their business and to build their capabilities, which then comes back to retention and expansion.
Right. And that is the other area I want to ask you about, too, because then we always hear about economic-based jobs, and those are specific types of jobs that actually add to the economy, not necessarily take away from the economy.
Right.
And so those are the kinds that you really want to see happen in our community. And it's great to have fast food and restaurants and retail and all the things that Farmington certainly is known for, but those aren't necessarily the economic-based jobs. They do a certain amount, but not as much as some others could. Is that the idea?
That's the idea. You want businesses, and we do have businesses. We do have certain industries that provide a value-added product, which brings money in from the outside into the area.
Right.
That's in essence what an economic-based job is. Whereas service-related jobs, like your retail jobs, those types of jobs are, we kind of put those into a category called service-related jobs, meaning the money that's generated there stays in the area and continues to move within the region here.
Mm-hmm.
But economic-based jobs are jobs that bring money into the region, and that's what we're focused on, because then that begins to build a service-related jobs also.
Right. And so I know to a certain extent some of those retail and service jobs do that a little bit by attracting folks from outside of the community in to shop and trade, like
yes.
you talked about, but it's not as maybe big of an impact as if I was creating a widget and selling it to China or
mm-hmm.
back east or wherever, and then that profit comes back into my business in San Juan County.
That's right.
That's the difference, right?
That's the difference there.
Gotcha.
And so again, we're looking at both aspects because one supports the other. But the base of that are those economic-based jobs, because that's what brings the money into the area.
Right. Now, let me ask you, too, a little bit about some of these ideas. If you have some of these jobs and some of these local businesses are expanding and thriving, the idea, too, is that when you have young people who are going to school and graduating and looking for where they're going to buy a home or settle and start a family or whatever the case may be, having Farmington and San Juan County be an option, not just a place to leave from, to go somewhere else to do all that, right?
That's, again, it comes back to growth and how do we do a tremendous job in educating our youth. But right now, we have that brain drain because we educate them, we get them prepared, they're ready to go, but we don't have the jobs here to hold them. And so, again, what do they do? They go and they move off. They go and find the jobs where they're located. And at the end of the day, that's great. But when they move to Denver or they move to Albuquerque or they move to Missouri or wherever,
mm-hmm.
they're there now supporting and advocating for that specific community. They're volunteering there. They've got their kids in sports. They're doing a number of different things. They may be running for city council. They may be doing all these different things, but they're doing those things in those communities. It would be great to have them come back and do that here in our community.
Right. And in order for that to happen, we need some of these jobs, obviously, that are available. But there's other, I think the politicians would say quality of life issues, too. And I think Farmington and San Juan County do pretty well in that regard as well. We hear from a lot of folks who maybe left town and then they've moved back to raise their families because this is a pretty good place to raise a family.
Well, again, that's what we're looking at, because we do have a tremendous quality of life here. We have a lot of activities that people can get involved in. We're basically a sports-related area. We've got a lot of sports available for the young people.
Right. I'll just say it's October and it's not snowing here. So there you go. No offense, Telluride, but enjoy that today.
But again, those types of things, looking at that aspect, the fact that we do have a lot of real positive aspects here in the community. And we do, you know, you've heard a lot of them before, Scott, come back, and even people from the outside coming in and say, you know, this is a really nice place to live. And we've had people who have come in and have expressed their thoughts about the real positive and the real positive quality of life that they're experiencing here. And so, again, we're looking at different ways to take advantage of that and to share that. But also, how do you begin to keep some of our own young people here? Because they like living here. My kids, at times, they talk about wanting to come back, but there's not a job in their particular area that is available to them. And so they've moved off, and they're developing their careers elsewhere in the U.S.
Sure.
But if we can develop those jobs, there's that opportunity where they get more experience outside the area. Maybe they'd be willing to come back with that experience. So who knows?
Right.
But again, those are some of the things that we're looking at in terms of how do we begin to really look at economic development? How do we look at diversifying our community? This is one aspect of that. We've talked about recruitment. We've talked about looking at infrastructure development. We've talked about looking at developing ourselves or partnering as a region and looking at collaborative efforts. But all those are pieces to this, and this is another piece to that. How do we begin to really support our businesses here? And how do we get the connection between our educational systems, our training systems, and our businesses so that we're all working together in order to achieve an end goal where people are being employed, we have openings available, and we continue to grow and thrive in this region.
Very good. Just a couple of minutes remaining this morning, Arvin Trujillo. So let me ask you, a couple of weeks ago, Mike Lewis was here from Four Corners Regional Airport talking about some of the improvements going on at the airport, his hopes, and he seemed very confident that within a year we may see commercial air service return to Farmington. I would think from an economic development standpoint, being able to offer passenger air service to and from a community has to be an important driver for economic development. Will that help you with your tools in your tool belt to do the job you're doing?
That would definitely help. And again, we're looking at all things, and I've been keeping in touch with what's happening with our airport and how that's moving forward. We're looking at broadband development and how that's going to happen. We're looking at seeing, again, what we can do with getting a railroad in. So all these aspects are very important to our capabilities of being able to promote and support economic development. And when I talk about economic development, that's focused on getting the right kind of jobs into the region here, getting the right kind of businesses to come in, and to foster the development of businesses here in the region so that people have the ability to take care of their families, raise their families, and hopefully at the end of doing all that work, retire here comfortably and live in a thriving community where they have a number of opportunities and activities to attend after they've done their stint with their careers.
There you go. Well, it's all coming together. It sounds like you've got a multi-pronged approach, I think, which is important in these days. So we appreciate you coming in every month to talk about what you're doing.
Well, I'm glad to do that, Scott. And we're just pushing forward and enjoy these times of informing the community and working with you and getting the message out and letting folks know what we're doing.
Well, some great partnerships that you're making, again, to help in economic development throughout the county. Thank you, Arvin Trujillo.
Thank you, Scott.
You're very welcome. It's Arvin Trujillo, everyone. He is the CEO of Four Corners Economic Development, my guest here on KSJE. And I'll be back with more in just a moment, everyone. The time right now is 8:36. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.